Ethics, this is Aratima. In essence, psychism is to help you navigate into higher states of consciousness with purity and integrity. Second comes the service to others, but this is really only the second best application of psychic skills. When it comes to psychism, we need to touch on the issues of ethics. Once we enter the world of duality, in which psychism exists, it's a dualistic place of dark and light, then rules apply. There are different schools of thoughts for sure, and we can have a look here of what would work best, and maybe you can also contemplate for yourself what would be true for you. In essence, all is one, but in the realm of psychic, we are dealing with this dualistic experience, and we're dealing with the journey of individual souls, and we shall not inflict nor trespass on the free will of each individual. So what is okay and what is not okay? Let's have a look at healing. If someone comes to your door, that person has to wait for you to open the door and to let them in. You have to be invited to heal someone, or as we say nowadays, to offer the healing space. And I would like to speak now what happens in-person sessions. Of course, the same is true also when you are working remotely, maybe over the internet, over the phone. But what would that look like if you, let's say, have people meet you in a healing space or even at home or wherever that is? There are some guidelines that might be helpful for you. So my personal guidelines in regards to children is that when they are 16, I usually check with the child if they're okay with the presence of the parent during the healing. If not, I request the parent to come back at the end of the session, and the information that was basically brought up and the details of the healing will remain confidential with me and the child. If the child is under 16, I always request the parent to remain present in the session or sit in the front room. I had a special area in the front of the healing room with a newspaper or a book where they can track my interaction and the safety of their child with me. This is very important. Still, if the child is old enough to understand where they are and why they're here with me in this healing room, I would explain things to the child and ask the child respectfully if they are okay with the healing process and keep checking for feedback and comfort, except if they're falling asleep, which sometimes happens with little children. So we always ask, we are being invited, and we do not force healing on others. We don't assume everybody wants to be healed, and we are cautious with our skill and our awareness. Now, when we come to readings, we ask ourselves now, what is it that I can read? I mean, there's a lot of things we can read that might be a person, something in nature, a child, an animal, an herb, the future, whatever it is, you can look into anything. Now, usually a reading will happen during a session, or maybe a friend is asking you for something. So if they ask you, I would still suggest to remain quite cautious throughout the reading. There could be delicate information that comes up that might disturb or frighten the person. So use your intuitive and psychic skills to actually stay abreast of the entire process and observe the person and trust also the reading you get. Should you really tell everything you see? Is this okay or is this not okay? Sometimes you need to actually omit something because they're actually not ready to know everything. So you make them decisions what to leave out and what not to leave out, and to be really sensitive in the communication of information. The main thing you want to pay attention to is, why do you want to heal or read someone? And also the person that's asking you for a reading, for example, ask them, why do they really want to know this? What is their motive? Is it fear? Is it curiosity? Is it some kind of self-preservation? And the same thing for yourself. Like if you have that need to read something, you ask yourself the same thing. Why do you want to know? Once you cleared all that and you found a place of neutrality within yourself and no neediness can be detected, then you're really safe to look for others. So if someone asks you to read them, help them to become conscious of exactly why. One of the trickiest and most karmic things you can do is to keep someone in bondage. So you want to remain really truly neutral and see if maybe addressing their fear or their doubt in life and liberating them from that without specifically reading something would actually be more helpful. It would be more falling into sort of an emotional mental healing. Yet at the same time, information from the past or the whole process of reading can actually be incredibly useful. So it really depends on the situation. So keep yourself very balanced, very neutral, and very free from neediness. Now the next category would be checking on collective information, be it tracking some situation somewhere in another location on the planet, checking on the truth of something that is pertinent to our current uncovering of lies and smoke screens. This is surely where the readings are general and not directly interfering with someone's space. In that regard, you can always check and assist yourself to become more conscious and to free yourself from things that are disturbing you and that you want to make conscious because disturbances are taking place that are interfering with your field, and you can look what that is and you can free yourself just purely through awareness of such things. So just to summarize, so healing is always invitations only. Readings, especially invitations only. When it comes to things you want to read that are related to your own life but that involve another person, you want to make sure you ask and look in a way that is not interfering with the free will and the space and the aura of another person. So you want to then check in your own field and see if that person might be in your field or if there's something invading you from that person. You can surely do this and you have the right to do this. But to go out of yourself and then to enter this somebody else's house without knocking and to just basically check and see what's going on with them and why they're doing what they're doing, that is interfering the privacy of others. Also know that if you are looking at somebody, they're also very likely, if they're psychic, will be seeing you. And you definitely want to avoid that. So most of the psychic skills are essentially being used for you to keep your field clear, to continue to move into higher states and more luminous states of consciousness, and to help you navigate through the spiritual realm in order to know what is giving you more clarity and what is causing confusion. And that is where your psychic skill is also growing. The more clarity you have, the more psychic you will also become. Although some people will not have the clairvoyance or the auditory capacities, they're rather really just true knowers. Whatever that is for you, you're still psychic in that sense because you know what is true for you, and that is a psychic skill. But sometimes we are actually extremely visual, or we have these typical skills that we consider psychic. So I hope this was helpful. And please use this MP3 to adapt to your own situation into your own life. Use it as a working invitation where you look at why you're doing the psychic course. What is your plan to use it? Where are you going to use it? What situations have you already encountered? And did you utilize your psychic skills with integrity in those areas? Or are you a little bit unsure of how to deal with it? Are you more clear now, or are more questions arising that you might have to investigate either in the group calls or for yourself? Because that is very important for you to be really clear. The psychic realm requires for you to be very clean, have high levels of integrity, and be very collected within yourself and not to invade other people's spaces and not to be curious and use it for entertainment purposes. Thank you very much and enjoy the development of your own capacities. Thank you.